are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. So very interesting. We're getting a report now that the Connecticut woman who was shot yesterday in D.C. with the Capitol car chase that unfortunately had been misreported on by all of us involved. As we were getting reports, we were watching the news being told that officers were shot, several people down, Capitol on lockdown, and it turned out to be an unfortunate case of a woman with quote-unquote postpartum depression. Apparently, she's a dental hygienist from Connecticut, had a history of some mental issues, had plowed her car into a barricade at the White House. Cops were led to a high-speed chase, shot her dead near the Capitol. Well, now we're finding out that she had thought the president was communicating with her. Federal law enforcement official told the Associated Press that Kerry was delusional and believed the president was communicating with her, which is why she wanted to ram through and get to the White House. The official had been briefed on the investigation but spoke on condition of anonymity. I can't say anonymity, you know what I'm saying, because the person was not authorized to speak publicly. Sources tell Fox News, this has been reported by Fox News, that the FBI is currently investigating how long the suspect was in Washington, D.C., why she traveled there from Connecticut. Now, a lawyer who has, it says Leslie Silva, a Stanford lawyer who has represented Kerry, said she was unaware of any connection or reason why Kerry would have been in Washington. Oh my goodness, I represented her in the past, must have been. She was a real nice woman. We had our children at the same time, a pleasant conversation. She said she represented Kerry when she bought her condo, and again more recently in a dispute over some money with the development that was settled in February. Apparently there were some issues with, I think, rent or something. We're getting scarce reports on. So some people are shocked who knew her. I don't know if it's ex-husband, but the father of her child had apparently had to call the police about a year ago because he thought she was going delusional and could possibly hurt the baby. So as this story unfolds, we're finding more and more that there were some issues of psychosis. Maybe not postpartum depression, but some sort of psychosis. Why would she want to storm into the White House? Okay, was she unarmed, which I think she was? All right. Did this really have to do with postpartum, or did she always have psychosis? All right. It sounds like she did have some sort of a medication that she was taking, okay, an antipsychotic. We don't know the name. We can't confirm that. And then now we're being told that she thought, and I don't know how she conveyed this to anybody, that she thought that the president was sending her messages. Now, it's kind of scary. You know, when you look at what happens with fans or stalkers, and what they think. I mean, I've had a little of it. I know, surprising. Who knew people listen to my show? But, you know, I've had some people that just because I had a conversation with them, they think we've connected to the point that it gets a little scary and I have to block them and, you know, make sure I'm have no more communication with them. You know, some people you should be able to, you know, you would think that a very logical person, you could have a conversation with them. Okay, great. Have a conversation with them. Doesn't mean anybody's going to think you love them. Doesn't like John Hinckley Jr. and Jody Foster. Shot President Reagan to please Jody Foster. What are these people thinking? And again, it's hard for us to try to imagine what's going on in the mind with somebody with psychosis because they aren't using logic. Their logic isn't logic. It's a completely different thinking plan. You know, I've had patients that have had psychosis, neuroses, a variety of different mental issues, and I will always, time and time again, try to get some logic, try to work with them. And I'll start going down a path with them, and I'm like, this is great. You know, they are able to be talked to. There is hope. We are able to work together. And then all of a sudden, a wall comes up. And they will immediately revert to an illogical tangent. And you just stop and go, okay. Yeah, it makes me think of, remember in Something About Mary? Ben Stiller got picked up by a hitchhiker, or he picked up a hitchhiker, and the guy, I forget who he is, famous actor, actually had a body with him, but he, you know, Ben Stiller didn't know it was a body, so he was talking about 7-minute abs or 6-minute abs, right, as opposed to 8-minute abs, right, you know, where you get the abs quicker. And so while they're talking and he's thinking that they're having a regular conversation, he just, the hitchhiker he's talking to clicks his eyes, blinks his eyes, and then immediately goes back to, no, no, 6-minute abs or whatever. And I've noticed that with some patients. And it's frustrating because I'd like to think that we have the power, we have the control to work with anybody. I can't stand seeing people throw people in a room, throw away the key. I like to think that everybody is workable. But there is something that happens to people that just completely makes them lose their reality. And we find it extremely frustrating that we can't, you know, so here we have a woman who's a mother, a dental hygienist, so, you know, could be anybody you work with, right? Thinking the president's talking to her, wants to storm the White House. We don't know if she wanted to hurt him. We don't know if she wanted to give him a big kiss, but now she's dead. Capitol Police didn't know what the hell to do with this. It was considered a threat, and they shot her. There's going to be a lot of criticism now coming out to play. Already these cops are getting blamed, and we need to really be careful. Remember, their job is to protect the president, okay? A lot of concern. Did she really have to be shot? Could they have done something else? Well, if they didn't know what the hell was going on, I mean, what are they supposed to do? I mean, there's only so much our cops can do, okay? They're supposed to protect the president. They're supposed to protect others. All right, somebody was acting extremely erratically. They had no idea what was going on. Nobody wants to see anybody die, but I also don't want to see somebody punished for doing their job. So when we come back, we got a lot more to talk about. So please don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hi, this is Gary Cooper with Midas Resources Gold and Silver. Government shutdown, inept politicians, entitlements, looming Obamacare. The death of the U.S. dollar as a global reserve currency is what nobody wants to acknowledge. We have a debt bubble that cannot be paid and will eventually crash the dollar. If you're concerned about keeping your money, why not consider storing your wealth in gold and silver? Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130. Together we'll discuss your options of buying gold and silver. Again, the global elite have plans for your money and it doesn't include you. So call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130. And we'll discuss your options of buying precious metals. Also, I can send you information on how you can roll over your IRA or 401k into a precious metal IRA. Again, don't get caught with money in your account when the dollar crashes. Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130.
The National Preppers and Survivalist Expo, presented by Triton Shelter Technologies, is the only national event designated for the prepper community. October 19th and 20th at the North Atlanta Trade Center in Atlanta, Georgia. Admission is free, and the doors open at 9 a.m. Join us and learn life-saving tips that can help you and your family handle crisis situations. Special guests include Kevin O'Brien from Nat Geo's Doomsday Preppers, David Crawford, author of Lights Out, the director and cast members from the movie Lights Out Saga, and more. Special guest speakers include GCN's own Dr. Joel Wallach, along with Dr. Bones, Nurse Amy, and Tom Martin, the director of the American Preppers Network, two-time Field and Stream champion Chad Weatherford, along with many other leading experts from around the country. Join us for the country's largest emergency preparedness event, absolutely free, October 19th and 20th at the North Atlanta Trade Center in Atlanta, Georgia. For more information, visit npsexpo.com. That's npsexpo.com. Every day, more and more people are feeling better than they've felt in years by going gluten-free. Now it's your chance to learn how it can change your life. The third annual Gluten-Free Living Now Expo comes to the Fountains in Carmel, Indiana, Saturday, October 5th from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Discover the world of gluten-free living with 100 vendors showcasing and selling the latest gluten-free products. Get vital information with lectures on celiac disease, gluten sensitivity, and the gluten-free diet. And with the gluten-free cooking and baking demos, you'll learn gluten-free can still be delicious. There's a kids' corner sponsored by Sean, and there's even a gluten-free beer and alcohol garden. The Gluten-Free Living Now Expo. It's everything you need to know about being gluten-free. Saturday, October 5th at the Fountains in Carmel, Indiana. Admission is free for kids 12 and under, and just $10 for adults. For more, visit glutenfreelivingnow.org and follow us on Facebook or Twitter. Sponsored by Kroger, Nature's Farm, Glutino, Udi's, Living Without Magazine, and Youngevity.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communication Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don working the dials. All right, so smoking in pregnancy may be tied to bipolar disorder in adult offspring. Okay, now, smoking during pregnancy. We've all talked about this. We don't like it. Okay, not very good. Not really good for the baby. Baby doesn't really need the smoke. Could cause preterm labor. Could cause preeclampsia. Lack of blood flow to the baby. Not the best thing, okay? But, you know, many of our parents smoked with us. We turned out okay. I mean, I turned out okay. All right? Now, many of our parents will say, oh, no, no, I didn't. But we all remember because, you know, it wasn't really until the 80s that we told people to stop smoking. So a lot of our parents smoked when they were pregnant with us. We came out okay. All right? But we do see a lot of our colleagues, co-friends go to class reunion. We see a lot of people that have bipolar. Now, bipolar, mood swings, extreme mood swings. Okay, it's considered a mental illness. There's type 1, type 2. Right? And you could have highs, right, where you are very elated, happy. Maybe you have sexual marathons, gambling marathons, shopping marathons, and you have lows. Depression, you get into a funk, hence bipolar, as opposed to unipolar, being very manic or being very depressed. But then we have another class of bipolar where you have people that just very quick to snap at you, quick to bite, quick to upset. You always have to walk on eggshells around them. And those types of people we also seem to treat for bipolar as well. Well, is it linked to smoking? Researchers looked at 79 people with bipolar disorder and 654 people without the condition who were born between 1959 and 1966. People born to mothers who smoked during pregnancy had apparently a twofold increased risk of developing bipolar. Now, that's kind of a lot. All right, now, why is that? Is it because the tobacco? Is it because of the nicotine? You know, one thing that I found very interesting is many of the kids that were born to moms who smoked crack or did cocaine, these kids come out with bipolar. There's something about the chronic stimulants that do it. Now, don't panic about coffee. I don't think we have any studies out there showing heavy coffee use during pregnancy, but I am seeing heavy illegal stimulant use during a pregnancy is causing these kids to have behavior disorders, some of them including bipolar, some of them even attention deficit. So, what do you do with this information? I mean, we're already telling moms not to smoke. So, there's really not much we can do. And let's say if your, I don't know, brother or sister has bipolar, what are you going to do? Go back and if mom or dad are still alive, yell at them for smoking. There's really not much we could do after the fact. All right. But for those of you that do smoke while pregnant, okay, all right, watching Breaking Bad, right? I'm like in season number 3, mom was smoking a little bit while pregnant, but then she stopped right away. She didn't keep it up. It still happens. You know, now when I posted this on Facebook, one of you had asked, why would a mother even do this? All right. Let me tell you about being pregnant. Okay. When I knew I was pregnant, I was scared to death to do anything. I didn't want to breathe in perfume. I was afraid to put deodorant on. I was afraid to dye my hair. And I was a doctor, for crying out loud. I knew gosh darn well that usually this stuff was safe, but I felt like something would get into my body, and I got really, really paranoid. Okay? And I was scared. I was like, I wasn't going to do anything. Right? And then you start to go through the pregnancy, okay, and you get out of that scared phase to, all right, you know, I feel like I have some protections here, right? And then you get into the third phase where you're like, okay, I got to get through this. I have got to get through this. Now, I'm not a smoker, so to me, I had no cravings. I had no cravings about anything. You know, even with food, I didn't even really have cravings. But for a lot of people, they will crave. And it's, look, I'm pregnant. I need to get through this. Okay, and you lose a lot of the defenses of self-control. So if somebody is getting antsy, all right, or they aren't handling their hormones well, etc., they are going to want to, with a maternal instinct, mind you, make everything copacetic. So for somebody who was a smoker, it's not that they're smoking because they're selfish, or because they want to hurt the baby. It's this maternal instinct that comes on during the pregnancy where they just want normalcy. And they will crave something to get that. My mom had her fourth baby when I was a teenager, and my mom craved hot fudge sundaes. She wasn't trying to give the kid diabetes. She wasn't trying to make the fetus fat. She wanted normalcy, copacetic, right? And so everything, that is how I look at it, a trend towards when you see moms do this, okay? Now, alcohol, not really, I mean, you don't need to get buzzed, okay? There's other things out there that can help you sleep, help you relax, et cetera, but alcohol used to stop preterm labor. A lot of doctors tell moms, if you think you're contracting a little bit, try a little wine, see if it goes away. You know, and I was even told that. One of my doctors said, Dahlia, have a little bit of wine when you have, now luckily I didn't go into preterm labor, but still, so a little bit of something happens. But, you know, remember, moms smoking, it may not always be that they're selfish, okay? Sometimes it's this maternal instinct. Now, one of you had asked over the break when we were talking about mental illness, all right, what about lobotomies? If the patient doesn't take the medication, how could you control them? Now, we were talking about before the break this Connecticut woman who was shot yesterday. She believed Obama was communicating with her, tried to ram, from what we understand, the barrier to the White House. Crazy stuff. This is a question that I can't answer, and I don't think any of us could answer. It's very frightening to think that there are people there just working next to us, driving next to us, going to work next to us, that could possibly completely lose it. I mean, look at what happened a few weeks ago in the Navy yard with the IT guy going on a shooting rampage. All right? This was a coworker. He was a contract employee coworker. What is going on, people? All right? So we need to realize the first thing we should do as people, all right, okay, but before we start going into the medical aspect of this, is just realize that anybody around you could completely lose it, even a spouse. You know, I mean, we just had a killing. I think some teenager killed his mom and brother in Las Vegas. I mean, scary stuff. Somebody in your own house could go berserk and kill you. Now, I'm not saying we all need to be paranoid and be up in arms, etc., but you just don't know, okay? Everybody has an anger point. Everybody has a tipping point. We're all animals. Remember that, okay? So first and foremost, as long as you know that even your bestie, best friend could decide to turn and kill you, all right, just already have that, you know, just know. You know, again, not to bring up Breaking Bad, but I just finished watching the scene. Not to ruin it for you guys, because I feel like I'm the only one, right, that is this behind. But I guess the wife was sleeping with her boss while already going through a divorce with Walter. Okay, Walter, the, meth manufacturer, decides to go to the workplace. Okay, now, all right, if you were the boss who thought that somebody's marriage was over, and you decided to have a relationship with that person, okay, if this was anybody else, that guy would have been dead, right? Luckily, Walter White doesn't have a bunch of heavies who could come in and kill him, right? But, you know, we do these actions, and we don't realize that there could be repercussions that could actually lead to our death. Now, you can't sit there and be paranoid, and I always urge everybody, try not to have premarital relationships with somebody you aren't married with, right? Because then you don't have to worry about an ex-husband or a soon-to-be ex-husband getting mad at you, because then you technically didn't sleep with his wife, right? Because you weren't married to her. Anyway, but yeah, that's, I know, that's old school. But anything could happen to you at any time. It could not even be your coworker. It could be a coworker's spouse. Your coworker could go home and tell your spouse that you did something to cover up the fact that she's doing something with somebody else. And now here you are going, what the hell is going on? Just always be prepared. Always be ready. The more ready you are, the more you can protect yourself. You can't protect yourself from everything. So now we have a woman who has a kid, dental hygienist, goes berserk, starts to run a barrier, ends up getting shot. Okay, yes, she had a medication. Was she taking the medication? Did she go off the medication? Was she seeking therapy? The problem with people with these conditions is, yeah, you may be able to treat them with medication, but you can't control them. If they are institutionalized, and many of them don't have to be, they could very well go off their medicine. Or what if the medicine, they forgot it? Or what if they double did and took two? So I don't know much about lobotomies nowadays, but again, you can't force somebody to have a lobotomy that doesn't want to. It's a free country. So I don't think we will ever solve the problem of undiagnosed or unpredictable mental illness. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. We'll be right back.
The fall season is here. Falling downstairs, bad. Fallback pricing, good. Don't fall down the stairs. Go to freezedryguy.com. Vote for special fallback pricing on delicious freeze-dried foods and dehydrated foods. Vote early. Vote often. Through October 10th. Tell us which product to put on sale. Then, beginning October 11th, Fallback Friday, the price of the product with the most votes will be on sale with special fallback pricing. Missing out on a sale on emergency preparedness food, camping food, or backpacking food? Bad. Storing delicious freeze-dried entrees, fruits, vegetables, and desserts? Good. Go to freezedryguy.com. Vote now through October 10th for fallback pricing. Voting for politicians who expose themselves? Bad. Voting for fallback pricing at freezedryguy.com, good. go to freezedryguy.com.
These annoying collection calls.
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now. 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with a resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
George Washington said, "Government is not reason, it is not eloquence, it is force, like fire. It is a dangerous servant and a fearful master." America's government is no longer the servant of the people and the protector of our liberty, but has become that fearful master. We the people must understand the nature of this government gone awry if we are to be successful in saving our country. America is being deliberately destroyed by a cabal of international gangsters so that she can be forced into subjugation to a one-world government. The God-given, unalienable rights of the Declaration of Independence are in jeopardy. We must not let them be stolen by ambitious and evil men. Utopia Silver Supplements believes it is our God-given right to make our own healthcare decisions however we deem best. If we can help you with your supplement needs and better health, then help us win this health freedom battle. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's utopiasilver.com or call 888-213-4338. Again, 888-213-4338.
Dolly 1-877 DOCDALI. Please follow us on Twitter or Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So just because you're pregnant with twins does not mean you have to have a C-section. According to a study of 2,800 women and their babies published Wednesday in the New England Journal of Medicine, that carefully selected moms and babies do well, whether their doctors decide to do a vaginal delivery or a C-section for babies. All right, now, of course, have surgery on standby, right? Have the OR ready in case mom does need to go to C-section. And sometimes the last-minute switches do happen, according to USA Today. But women who went for vaginal birth ended up in the study having C-sections 44% of the time. Those who planned on C-sections had them 91% of the time, which means people can actually still go forward and have vaginal deliveries. 2% of the babies and 7 to 8% of the mothers in each group had serious complications or died. Still a little scary, right? But for the most part, I've delivered twins. It's doable. I mean, we delivered twins, you know, for centuries. Right? Now, to be careful, and many women like to plan. We like a controlled environment, a controlled situation. I get it. But for a lot of people, they really want to go through the birthing process. Now, how come so many doctors just go straight for C-section? Well, it really depends also on the positioning of the babies. Okay? Most babies turn, Okay, remember, babies are usually right side up, but then they turn vertex down, head down towards the vagina during the last month of pregnancy. That's when the babies turn. Sometimes doctors have to try to turn them. Sometimes they can't. And when you have premature, or when you have twins, many times you'll go into labor, or we will shoot to deliver you a little earlier. And so at that point, the babies then are breech. Sometimes twins just don't turn. Sometimes they do. Now, I did deliver a twin breech. It went really well. I told you guys about that story. Native American Indian woman had come into the ER, no prenatal care. And she had come in, and I had wanted to do an ultrasound. Anytime somebody comes into labor, I try to get an ultrasound so I see where the baby's head is. I make sure the placenta isn't low, you know, make sure I don't see any abnormal blood vessels so I can do what I need to do or whatever. But unfortunately, when people are coming in too quickly in labor, you don't have time to ultrasound. You need to get ready to catch the baby. Okay, so I couldn't ultrasound, all right? And I asked mom or dad if they knew if it was a boy or a girl. Dad and mom said they didn't know. Okay, if it was a boy or girl, they didn't get an ultrasound, but they were hoping it would be a boy. Well, she's already starting to give birth before the bed was even broken down. I was, I believe, an intern at the time, so my senior resident was delivering another baby, attending was somewhere. So baby's coming, I'm going to handle it. So the baby's coming, and there's a nice pink tushy coming out. So it's a breech. Okay, baby was upright. Again, just thinking of regular one baby. So the baby's upright, a nice pink tushy comes, legs up near his head, right? Legs, you know, folded. Okay, so all I had to do was take this bundle of tushy, right, with the legs up against the chest, feet near the head, baby comes out nice and pink. All right. Apgar scores were okay, you know, not 100% ideal. So we had to kind of still clean him up, suction him, and do what we had to. Okay, it was a her, actually. It was a little girl. Okay. So it was a little girl. Dad was still happy. You know, yeah, they wanted a boy. It was a baby girl. All right, so clean her up. She's in there. I'm talking to mom. Mom's looking at the baby. Dad's over there looking. Okay. Meanwhile, I'm waiting for the placenta to come. Now, the placenta, which is the final part of labor, is supposed to loosen up after a few minutes and then come out. Well, if it doesn't come out, I like to kind of go up there and feel and see what's going on. All right, so my hand's in there, and I start to kind of get a little bit of traction, and all of a sudden something starts to come out, okay? You know, mom's feeling a little uncomfortable, and sometimes to pass the placenta, you get a little bit of a push. All right, fine. And I start to see something blue, kind of very blue, Smurf blue. It's another tushy, a blue tushy. Now, I'm getting scared because this is blue, dark blue. All right? So I'm a little bit in shock because I wasn't expecting twins. Again, babies were coming out, didn't have a chance to ultrasound. Most of the time, we don't. So I deliver another breech baby twin. I tell the nurse I got another one, but my voice doesn't go. I start flicking, and I'm telling her, but at the same time, I'm trying to kind of be quiet because I don't want the dad to see a possible dead baby. So I'm flicking at the feet, okay, clearing out the mouth, going, nurse, we got another one. Flicking at the feet, trying to get that baby to cry. I got the baby to cry. Baby comes over to the nurse, suctions, immediately starts turning pink. This baby's a boy. I tell Dad, he is ecstatic. Again, the baby's a different color, okay? So the baby probably had some issues. Maybe more of the oxygen was going to first baby, twin A versus twin B. But the baby turned pink. Baby was good. Both babies did well, thank God. And that was the one time I delivered twin breech. The funny thing is in between the babies coming in, my resident came in, goes, is everything good? I go, it looks like it. I'm just waiting for placenta. If you want to take a look, she's like, good. I'm in the middle of another delivery. I got to run back. I go, 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 go. Then when the second one came, the attending walked in. So the attending walked in going, what the hell is going on here? Why is the family doctor intern delivering twin breech? What the hell is going on here? Well, it was a very busy day at the labor and delivery ward. Cut us some slack, Jack. Both babies made it. It was great. Babies are fine. Mom's fine. Which is why, again, I urge, please, for the love of the Lord, get any sort of prenatal care that you can. Most states have like a baby your baby or some sort of government-sponsored baby plan so you could at least get your baby checked, etc. extremely important. But babies were delivered twin breech. Babies were good, thank God. I think she was roughly on time. I don't think she was premature. And so I thanked God, absolutely. Parents were happy, et cetera. But you can't technically deliver, you know, twin breech or twins vaginally. Of course, when it comes to C-section rate, you need to talk to your doctor. Many of you have a question about, well, if I had a couple C-sections, am I allowed to deliver vaginally or will the uterus rupture? We used to recommend immediately just go to C-section. If you've had a C-section before, go to C-section. Or if you had a type of opening, vertical versus horizontal, with your C-section opening, we would say you're going to rupture, you've got to go to C-section. But nowadays, we call it a VBAC, a vaginal delivery after C-section, vaginal birth after C-section. Many of them do it. My sister did it, and you can do it. Women want to experience labor. A lot of women don't want to be cut open. They don't want to be in the hospital for 3-4 days, increase complications. And so as long as everybody is on standby, God forbid there is a uterine rupture, you know, everybody's ready to go. We're ready to go. Many of these women already have epidurals in place so that if they do need to be cut open, they're ready to go. So talk to your doctor. You know, make sure to look at your risks, et cetera. Some of you with high blood pressure, some of you with placenta previa, some of you with preeclampsia or preeclampsia. It makes a big difference in the world. But cool stuff nonetheless. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Tonsillectomies. Tonsillectomies are tough. For those of you that have ever had your tonsils out, you can't swallow. It's a lot of pain. And a study has come out looking at 25 kids and adults, and they found that actually over-the-counter Tylenol or Advil, ibuprofen, acetaminophen, etc., okay, actually did okay. And you may not need codeine. There's been a lot of concern about kids taking narcotics after their tonsillectomies. Now, with us, my child was given some Tylenol with codeine, but lately that has not been recommended for use in children. Apparently, the FDA has been, you know, warning parents about taking medication with codeine. Also, sometimes codeine can make you throw up, so you don't want to throw up and then cause a re-bleed. One of the biggest complications that happen with tonsillar surgery is bleeding. So, as well as other safety issues, and they're saying that it looks like ibuprofen, Tylenol, etc. is good enough. Now, it's probably the second most common outpatient surgery for kids under age 15. 662,000 American children have a tonsillectomy. All right, my kid was in a lot of pain for the first day, but again, they've given us Tylenol with codeine, and it worked. All right, I don't know what I would do with it, but I'm sure the ibuprofen could help. The problem with the ibuprofen is easy bleeding. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't go away.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Every time you eat a cooked food, your body responds by producing an increase in circulating white blood cells. This happens because nature designed us to eat food that is undamaged at the molecular level. When we heat food to normal cooking temperatures, we change the shape of the molecules into shapes the body cannot use. The body now looks at them as toxins and allergens. In an effort to protect itself from this irritant, the body intelligently increases the amount of circulating white blood cells to act as garbage collectors. White blood cells gobble up all the unusable damaged food particles to neutralize their cell damaging properties. This puts stress on your organs of elimination, and your body is subject to cell damage and inflammation. If you'd like to start experiencing the benefits of undamaged protein in your diet, give One World Way a try. It is a truly undamaged protein powder that will thrill your tastes and every cell of your body. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $29.95 with free shipping. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open-pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com. And you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
Are you prepared for disasters, job loss, and uncertain times? Make Emergency Essentials your first stop for premier food storage and emergency preparedness supplies. Compare our food storage ounce to ounce, and it's easy to see. Emergency Essentials has the best quality and lowest priced emergency food storage guaranteed. Call Emergency Essentials at 800-999-1863 today or visit BePrepared.com. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
That's the sound of a .44 Magnum and Traumamax. A high-tech hybrid Kevlar bulletproof vest from InfidelBodyArmor.com will stop it and most pistol rounds. Traumamax is a major breakthrough in pistol-rated body armor, and prices start at just $170 per insert. More protection, more stopping power, more mobility, and it weighs less than 5 pounds. Get details at InfidelBodyArmor.com. That's InfidelBodyArmor.com.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Remember, we have an iPhone app and a Android app. Download them. They're free. Pretty easy to download. Get to listen to The Dr. Dahlia Show anytime you want. We are live Monday through Friday, 9 to noon. Pacific time as well as Saturdays, 10 a.m. Pacific time. Got a great show planned also tomorrow. Now, Tropical Storm Karen has been weakening from what I understand. It has continued its path towards the Gulf Coast. Friday, landfall is expected sometime late tomorrow or early Sunday morning. As of 11 a.m. Eastern today, Karen had maximum winds of 50 miles per hour according to the National Hurricane Center in Miami. The storm was about 250 miles southwest of the mouth of the Mississippi River and was moving north-northwest at 10 miles per hour. The storm, they say, could be a hurricane as it approaches land. A tropical storm becomes a hurricane, remember, when it reaches 74 miles per hour. I should have given you guys that on the pop quiz today, 74 miles an hour. All right, but now they think that it's less likely that Karen will actually reach hurricane strength. Remember, the watch is in effect from Grand Isle, Louisiana to West Destin, Florida. Tropical storm warning was issued for the Louisiana coast from Morgan City to the mouth of the Pearl River. Tropical storm watch is in effect for metropolitan New Orleans. Karen would be the second named storm to hit the U.S. this year. Remember, Tropical Storm Andrea did hit Florida in June. Karen, though, is the 11th named storm of the Atlantic hurricane season. Thus far, only two of the storms have become hurricanes. People have been concerned that it's been a quiet season. Thankfully, we're in October, but we aren't out of the woods yet. Hurricane season does not end till November. All right, so we'll keep you posted. Hope you guys have been preparing like we all should. Always, you know, it's, you know, when things are good, we forget to prepare. When things are bad, it's when we get reminded of it. Very, very smart. All right. The 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Now, this is a very interesting headline, although I don't know why I'm dealing with the pop-ups. This is ridiculous. I don't know how to get out of this pop-up. It won't let me get out of the pop-up. I'm sorry. Darn. There's an article here. They say Mexican women's breast cancer risk tied to breastfeeding. Now, usually breast cancer, you're supposed to have protection if you breastfed. But apparently there's a story, there's a study regarding women of Mexican descent. It was a 4-year study which included 1,000 Mexican and Mexican-American breast cancer patients that concluded that Mexican women who breastfed and have more children may be at increased risk for aggressive breast cancer. Now, that's scary. We have always thought that breastfeeding women have some sort of protection. So now, all of a sudden, study author Maria Elena Martinez, a cancer researcher at the University of California, San Diego, says this is quite surprising. No other study has seen this correlation before. We found that breastfeeding in women of Mexican descent is associated with a triple negative breast cancer. Now, one study only found an association between breastfeeding, multiple childbirths, and breast cancer, but it did not prove a cause and effect. I mean, it could just be luck of the draw, unfortunately, or bad luck of the draw. Somebody having the triple negative, which is harder to treat, not estrogen sensitive, a type of breast cancer. Those are rare, the more aggressive, very difficult. But they said patients who had 3 or more children were also more likely to have the triple negative breast cancer. Why is that? Now, I remember going through school, one of the medical students had asked that same question. Why aren't multiple kids putting you at risk? You're having the extra dilation of the ducts. You're having more movement, right? You're having more breast tissue, more expansion, more growth. Then you would think that that could possibly promote unwanted growth. All right? But, you know, the doctor said, no. Just, you know, listen to us. Just, you know, breast cancer is supposed to be, or breastfeeding is supposed to be protective. So we went with it. So that's a very, very important study. Extremely important study. We'll keep you posted on any new developments with that. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. The newlywed who shoved her husband off the cliff in Montana has been charged with first-degree murder. Remember the Montana bride, Jordan Lynn Graham? She has been charged Thursday with first-degree and second-degree murder for allegedly pushing Cody D. Johnson, 25 years old, off a cliff after they had just gotten married. Again, another very frightening story for many of us, right? I mean, you know, remember we talked about people who could just lose it, and you know, hearing something like this happen, it you know. So we'll keep you posted on what happens there. Apparently, there was a text, I can't confirm, where somebody had been. I believe there's a text, one of the stories out from the assailant, the wife, right, saying, "Don't blame me if something goes wrong tonight." So I'm, it's going to be very, very interesting. For them to do first degree murder, there had to be intent, some planning with it. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Chicken nuggets. A lot of us eat them. I was never a fan of chicken nuggets. My thing is I love the way McDonald's burgers taste, even though I don't eat a lot of McDonald's, that I really wouldn't probably venture into the chicken nuggets. Well, apparently there's been some talk and some studies on what actually the chicken nuggets are. All right. And I apologize. I'm going to probably have to talk about this one tomorrow. This is ridiculous. We're having some major internet issues, and unfortunately, I can't get the story up. So we'll have to talk about chicken nuggets at another time. I'm sorry. I know many of you were just about to eat chicken nuggets, too. Yale Laundry Room has been plagued by a mystery student who is defecating in it, throwing human feces into the dryers when people are trying to just clean their clothes. They are dubbing this person the pooper traitor. Don't ask. According to Yale Daily News, the pooper has been on the loose since early September, but it wasn't until student Lucy Fleming showed the evidence, her soiled laundry that had poop on it. Apparently, she went to get her clean washing from the dryer, and there was tons of poo-poo in it. Okay, apparently the serial pooper became the talk of Twitter. That is some pretty disgusting stuff. You know, I remember living in the dorms, right, and the laundry. And then if for some reason I went to class and I forgot, somebody would take my dirty laundry out, throw it on the dryer so they could use the dryer. That really sucked because then my underwear and stuff was just sitting out there for everybody. Hopefully nobody knew, you know, but how many people, you know, with strawberry shortcake underwear? It was obviously mine. I was kind of a goody two-shoes at the time. You know, big chastity belt in there. So for those of you who go to Yale, by the way, you know, if you go to Yale, I'm really not going to be crying you a river. Okay, you're going to Yale for crying out loud. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Can't you afford to, like, pay for somebody to do your laundry? 1-877-DOC-DALLY. Red Rhymes Resveratrol. More studies coming out state it could be beneficial after all. Red Resveratrol. It's the chemical found in red wine, in grapes, chemically active, that has been touted for its anti-aging benefits. Another study published this week in the Journal of Science Translational Medicine boosts the notion that this can actually have health benefits. By the way, resveratrol is also in dark chocolate. Yum. According to Fox News, some researchers found that the compound can activate a chemical pathway in cells, leading to slower aging. Other studies have tied it to cardiovascular benefits and anti-cancer effects. All right, but a lot of studies have shown mixed results. One found that resveratrol extends the lifespan of fat mice, but has no benefit for their lean counterparts. All right? But they looked at the red wine compound. Apparently, Dr. Brown and her colleagues of Karen Brown of the University of Leicester in England and her colleagues fed mice the resveratrol sulfate, which is a modified form of it. Then they measured the resveratrol in their blood and tissues. They found that the mouse cells that had it, okay, converted it, I guess, to an original chemical used by the cells. So they found that, wow, it could be biologically active, even if given into modified form. So, resveratrol, one of these new super compounds. This is the year of the resveratrol. We'll keep you posted on new developments with that. All right, guys, cannot wait to talk to you tomorrow. Please be safe. God bless and have a phenomenal weekend.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
Hello, I'm Steve Shank. Everybody's heard the statement that what you don't know can't hurt you. But truth is, what you don't know is the only thing that can hurt you. For example, you might not know how our country's wars can hurt you. Japanese radiation and the Gulf oil spill are destroying your seafood. People don't understand how America's 50-year worst drought is hurting them. Our natural disaster experience has proven relief organizations can't take care of the victims. And there's the huge question of how the government will feed all the people that it's promised to feed with no food? What if we made the whole country into one big neighborhood where we take care of each other by taking care of ourselves? Here's the plan. For every new E-Patch 60-day food supply that you order, eFoods Direct will send a 7-day food supply to each of 2 families in your name, free of charge. Go to eFoodsDirect.com or call 800-876-0871. 800-876-0871. eFoodsDirect.com.